We're live. But as soon as I find the right button to do the thing, we go like this. You know, as many times as I hear that, I always almost miss it. Hi, everybody. You know, it's Monday night, and if it's Monday night and you're watching us, that means you have found your geek spot.
Welcome all. Congrats on finding it again.
I am so happy that everybody found their geek spot. I love when I find a geek spot. Doesn't happen all that much, but, you know. Too much?
No, you're good. I think I spotted what you were talking about in the green room earlier.
Oh, we have a green room.
Yeah, we'll go with the green room.
Hold on. I hit the button on the Facebook page and it started playing in my headset and it was terrible.
Gotcha. That's awkward.
Yes, it was terrible.
I think I saw spotted the Brendan Fraser facial hair you were talking about.
Yeah, I didn't look, so I don't know.
Well, we got So how was your weekend though, man?
My weekend was how do I describe my weekend? It was okay. Friday was a quiet in the house, boring night. Saturday, I went to the casino Saturday. I'm not a casino guy in any way, shape, or form. We went to the new Philly Live Casino down there by the stadiums.
Okay.
I drove Ange down, and we met up with Jay. And right as I pulled to the top of the parking garage, it just so happened that the Phillies game was ending. And we're in the last two outs of the ninth inning where the Phillies swept the Mets this weekend to take three games up into first place. So we jumped out of the car and got we were right across the street from the stadium. There's almost 40,000 people in the stadium spreading COVID all over the place. And we got to hear all the cheers from the final out, which, you know, as a sports fan, that's awesome. Then I went into the casino and I just proceeded to lose $150 and sit in a shitty Chinese restaurant. I'm not a casino guy. I don't like gambling. It's not fun because I lose, but it's still not fun.
I don't know. It can be fun. When you hit though, it's a good time.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, Ange went in with $10 free play and left with a couple $100. And that
sometimes
right, that would
the opposite.
I got up about 100 and I never saw that again. But I'm bored just hitting the button and then hit the button.
You're not playing the right games.
Oh, I don't know. I tried to play the Game of Thrones slots, but they were filled.
Yeah, all the good ones are filled. That's the problem.
Yeah. How about you?
Especially on a Saturday night.
Did you have more fun than me?
I guess so. I mean, I played a gig. That was exciting.
Where was this? Was this the Potsdam one?
This was at the Alley in Potsdam. I think it was my last time there this summer.
God, summer's almost over.
It is. See, there you go.
I know. Look, Jimmy, I went to try and play craps, and the craps tables were packed. That was the only thing I would have done is roll them bones.
But yeah, I did that. I live streamed a little bit of my second set from there, and that was pretty cool. I watched some stuff this weekend. I watched Gunpowder Milkshake when I got home.
I watched part of something.
I bet you did. I do highly recommend Gunpowder Milkshake, though. It's super fun. It's Karen Gillan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
As an assassin who's done wrong by her employer. But it's her, Paul Giamatti, Lena Headey, Michelle Yeoh.
Okay. That's a great cast.
Angela Bassett.
That's a great cast.
Carla Gugino.
Wow. Okay.
And it's all action-packed, female-driven.
Netflix?
They don't, yeah, but they don't make it about being a crazy
empowerment
stuff. It just that's just happens to be who stars in it. Cool. And it's super fun, like John Wick style action.
Okay, that I'll have to definitely throw up. No, I started as I texted you a picture. I went back in the Bad Batch.
Yeah, I saw.
Yes, I'm almost done the first episode.
Oh my god. Ends in like 4 days, man.
I know. I had a lot of other stuff cropping up around the house. So I promise that I will get through at least half of the season before we get to the next show.
That's a bold statement.
Right. I'm promising
you know,
half.
The next show, the season will be over, though.
Right. I'm promising the half. I mean, our show. But I'm promising the half so that I can overshoot that mark, hopefully, and be ready to finale talk it next week.
That'd be great. That's, looks like it's shaping up to be a good finale.
I've seen some stuff, and I'm trying to avoid reading some stuff.
I am disappointed in this new take that these streamers seem to be having, where before the finale ends, they take away any kind of excitement about the finale and what's going to happen to who by announcing that it's been picked up for another season.
Right. Right.
There's been quite a few that I'm like, oh, man, I wonder if the Bad Batch, it's going to end after this.
Right.
Nope, they already picked it up for season two, and they announced that before the finale aired.
Like making a Black Widow movie after you know she's already dead, but set in a time where you know she's alive?
Right. speaking of that, there's another, and Gunpowder Milkshake, there's another trailer I just saw this week, too, for a movie called Katie with Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Okay.
Well, as an assassin. Sure. Same basic premise.
Oh.
Another assassin that I think it looks like she gets poisoned. And it's like that Jason Statham movie where she goes to get back at all the people that wronged her.
Oh. What was the... It is part of the interruption, Jack.
Jack McGinty here super early.
Yeah, I know, Jack. You came in before 7:45 tonight. Look, I'll do... Jack, I'm ready to do sports, okay? I'm ready to branch off and do sports anytime. What was the thing you texted before I get into the other stuff? Wow, my friend Gina just totally called me out and told me I'm so completely and totally full of shit. You're the bad kid who doesn't do his homework. You're not going to watch half a season, you shit talker. That was verbatim.
That's. I feel like those are things that I thought at the same time.
I am going to watch it. I need the lightheartedness of it because Sons of Anarchy got dark again in season four.
Yeah, well, I mean, Ted Lasso's back too, and it's probably one of the best shows in the last 30 years on television.
So. I've seen that from a couple different. What was the thing you sent me? You texted me a trailer that I didn't watch Is that the Why thing?
Also not a surprise. Yeah, for Why the Last Man.
Okay. Now you're not the only person to mention that to me, and I saw a couple people on the Bookface talk about how it's like the best comic in the world and this adaptation or something.
Yeah, it's a really well-written comic from it was supposed to come out on FX, I believe, was where it was originally shot. Looks like it's going to be on Hulu. FX via Hulu is where it's coming out. But it's a self-contained series about the end of the world.
Okay.
But has gotten rave reviews for years. It was, you know, graphic novel based in DC.
Gotcha.
But not with any regular DC characters. Part of like the Vertigo adult line. But that comes out soon.
So what the one thing I wanted to start off with, because it's just blowing my mind for a couple of different reasons. The Star Wars Galactic Cruiser that is Disney's next thing. What?
You taking me?
Yeah. Let's talk about that. So first of all, Disney actually had to put out a message that this is actually not going to space. There were some people that believed that this Galactic Star Cruiser event that Disney is having for it's like a two-night hotel stay actually does not take you to space.
Now, is it cheaper than flying on Elon Musk's trip to space?
So it's a two-night stay in a cabin or a suite. There's ongoing immersive and interactive entertainment where choices determine your experience. Food and beverages on the Star Cruiser, excluding alcohol and specialty beverages. There's a quick service meal at Docking Bay 7 Food and Cargo. You get admission to Disney Hollywood Studios and to Star Wars Galaxy Edge, valet parking, all for the low, 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 low price of, for two people, it's $4,809 for two nights.
For how many people?
Two people.
And it includes entrance to a park, it sounds like, at least.
So it does. Good. You get in the Galaxy's Edge. For four people, it's $5,999. These numbers may vary depending on the specific activities booked and time of year.
That seems excessive. I don't know if you saw that Universal Studios tweeted back.
I did.
In response to this.
It did. I glanced at it. It had something to do with the Chalupa.
No,
right?
It was
churro.
Think of how many churros you could buy for that amount of money.
Yeah,
that's a lot, and it definitely goes with the new Disney trend of trying to price themselves out of their core audience.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I get the whole you get your own story but who the hell has that kind of money? $6,000 for two nights for four people? I mean, you get lightsaber training. I guess there's that. You get bridge training.
My kids get lightsaber training on the VR in the living room.
Whenever. Right. Yeah, and I have an Oculus for that, too. You get a planet excursion to Batuu, which would be Galaxy's Edge. You could relax in the sublight lounge. They have a sample itinerary I'm not going to go through because it's really rather large.
Do they have Daisy Ridley just hanging out there now?
Well, she needs something to do.
She's got not doing anything else. I figure she'd rage just greets you.
Is no, there that Tom Holland movie didn't really do well, did it?
I didn't see it yet. Did that get released somewhere?
Yeah, I think it came out on maybe the Netflix.
I heard it was very good, but yeah. as seems to be happening to movies more and more now, it wasn't making the big bucks.
Disney is a ripoff. Hashtag Jack McKinney.
Careful who you say that to.
This immersive galactic cruiser event will open in spring of 2022.
Okay. Plenty of time to save up.
Plenty of time.
Get on the waiting list for 2025.
Yes. Yeah, I as interesting and as awesome as it sounds, I have little to no desire to.
I'd be intrigued to see, and I don't know if it has it anywhere in there, how many rooms and suites there are and how many people can partake in this experience at once. Because to make it worthwhile, it has to be
small groups.
But it has to be a lot of rooms.
Yes, I would think. I haven't seen any kind of a floor plan or anything yet.
Interesting.
We were talking last week when we were talking about the Rock's franchises and all the movies that he's been in, and they were ranking his top franchises. We mentioned the Scorpion King. They call the Mummy one of his franchises because he was in the end of one movie for CGI minutes and then that's it. Complete spinoff of it. Right. So apparently. The first script draft for the long-awaited Scorpion King reboot is finished.
A reboot?
Yes, this is going to be a reboot of the Scorpion King.
Okay.
With the help of Universal Pictures and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who will serve as executive producer, not be in the movie. His arms are too big.
They probably are at this point.
Yeah.
So he's not going to star. So it's going to be a new Scorpion King. So it'll be John Cena as the Scorpion King.
It probably. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Will he look bad? Will he look down at John Cena for his participation in the Fast movies?
I don't know.
Maybe he can bring Vin in and show Vin tough love.
At this point, do you think The Rock will finally take part in something that actually casts somebody of Middle Eastern or Egyptian descent?
No.
In a Middle Eastern based movie.
So
another Samoan.
Probably.
That makes sense. Okay.
That makes more sense. Yeah. So Rock is president of production for Dwayne Johnson's company, Seven Bucks Productions, is Hiram Garcia is the producer's name, who's backing Scorpion King. And Garcia just celebrated the release of The Jungle Cruise that The Rock's behind. And we talked about that, and they're already talking about Jungle Cruise 2.
Is he the producer on that?
He also is the producer on that. The Hiram Garcia is. He's also a producer of Black Adam. Johnson founded this company in 2017. The first film from his Seven Bucks Productions company was Baywatch.
Oh, God.
Yes.
I totally blocked that movie out.
Yes. And at the moment, he has 20 different projects in various stages of development, still including a sequel to 1986's Big Trouble in Little China. I remember we talked about that. I don't know if that was you and I, or if that was you, me, and Danny.
I'll take way back. I don't need a remake of that ever. Just move the take the old one and clean it up.
I think they're gonna. I think they're throwing the word remake, and I think they're gonna just kind of make it like this is what happens now, as opposed to redoing the whole movie, which would be poor.
Yeah, I'd rather they just make the old movie 4K.
Yes.
Remaster it. I think that's all we need.
I would like to bring back the Pork Chop Express, but I would not like to bring it back with The Rock driving.
They did a sequel, I believe, in
Bring Back the Pork Chop Express.
Was in comic book form somewhere. I think they did a sequel.
There's a board game for Big Trouble in Little China.
Really?
I saw it at PAX Unplugged three years ago now.
I'll have to check it, looking for games for that.
Yeah. They also are currently, I know we mentioned, we were wondering if they were going to do this. They are currently hard at work to knock Jumanji 4 out of the park, because you know we're getting at least 10 of these movies.
We're not even at the third one yet.
No.
Counting the Robin Williams as the first one?
I guess they're going to count Robin Williams as the first one, technically.
Okay.
And then the first one with The Rock is the second. And then they did the one with Danny DeVito and
Danny Glover.
And then they're going to do another one.
Great.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Maybe this one will have Kirsten Dunst in it.
Nah, probably not.
They can bring her back.
That's not get crazy. Wait, was she in one? She was in the first one? Oh, wow.
Was she the girl in the first one?
You know, I haven't seen the first one.
That's not a surprise, Frank.
No, it really isn't.
I feel like everybody listening is not shocked when there's something that you have not seen.
No. But I am back in the season 4 of Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. Did you see Jumanji?
The original?
No. You said you didn't see the original.
Oh, I didn't see the Danny Glover one yet. No. I did see the first one with Karen Gillan in it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So I'm all the way back there.
They're making a prequel, it looks like.
Oh, good. That's what we need.
It's Jumanji Level 1.
Oh. That's a shame. We also mentioned in the past, Tim Burton is doing a Wednesday Addams TV show. And they have found their Gomez and Morticia.
Oh.
Ready for this?
I think I saw Gomez.
Yeah, Gomez is going to be Luis Guzman, who I like. I like him a lot. He was really good in Waiting.
Yeah.
of all the movies he was in, that's the one I'm going to pull from.
Okay.
He did a good Batwing. You remember Waiting?
No.
You didn't see Waiting?
I've seen Waiting.
Okay.
But not enough times to remember anything from it.
I remember way more about that movie than I should. And as his wife, Morticia, look at the lovely Catherine Zeta-Jones. It's not bad.
No, that works.
Yeah, and Jenna Ortega will be Wednesday. I don't know if we mentioned that before.
We did not. I don't know her. Now, I don't buy Luis Guzman as being able to bag Catherine Zeta-Jones, though.
No, I don't. I don't.
At least Raul Julia had a little, you know.
You know, it's funny. I was literally just watching the Mamushka earlier.
To get Angelica Houston, I'd buy Raul Julia.
Yes. So Jenna Ortega was in Jurassic World Camp Krita Suis TV show. She was in The Babysitter Killer Queen.
Charles has given us some info in the chat there about something else that's filming, Legend of the White Dragon.
I don't see anything I recognize her in. She's been in a lot of stuff.
She's probably young, right?
She was in Days of Our Lives in 2013.
Ooh, that tracks.
Did watch Days of Our Lives. She was born in 2002, so she's 20, 21, maybe?
She was born in 2002. She's
19. There you go. Legend of the White Dragon is filming, starring David Jason Frank.
Is that a Power Ranger? Is that who that is?
I think that is a Power Ranger. And Gina, who just eviscerated me in a text message, is saying that her son Neil is a huge dinosaur fan. So Neil loves that, but it's terrible. I got it. Stranger Things 4 will not come out until 2022.
She was just in You, and she was young Jane and Jane the Virgin. Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, You. She was Ellie.
We'll work on your reading skills on IMDb soon.
Wait, I skipped past that because I don't know what the hell that is.
You. It's a big serial killer show.
Oh, yeah. See,
most of the chat, I bet, loves it.
That's not in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I only like bikers as serial killers.
It's not one of those four shows. Oh, Charles, that's pretty cool, though. An adult Power Rangers movie, that has potential. Like that fan-made one they did a few years ago.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Stranger Things 4. 2022 is when it comes out.
Yeah, it's going to have a Red Guardian, I think, and
there's an actual
Black
shot.
Widow's coming back.
There's an actual shot at me catching up to.
No, there's not.
There's a shot.
Nope.
It's there.
Nope.
But there's the possibility
of it.
You
will make Gina attack you again. I believe she even offered to binge it with you.
That's a normal thing, though.
Was it them that offered to binge it with you? Somebody offered to binge Stranger Things with you.
Already. Somebody did, and then they just fell through, and then I never had the gumption to do it.
Oh, yeah. Let's blame it on them. Got it.
Yeah. That's what I do. I got to blame. I'm not blaming it. I'm blaming on someone else.
I know there's a big point that Hopper made because they do end up in a similar place at the end of season 3 as Black Widow started.
Oh, really?
So David Harbour made it a point to make his character. Gina is going to
She's going to. I don't remember if it was Gina that I was. Go ahead, Hopper.
Yeah. So the character is going to look the polar opposite of Red Guardian.
Gotcha.
With, like, no hair and skinny. Just to differentiate that it's not Red Guardian.
Yeah, I remember reading that he, after he got the script for Black Widow, he basically sent it to the people at Stranger Things and went, "Hey, look,
I remembered.
Oh my God, what the hell?
I remembered it with Gina.
It's just pile on Frank right now. All right, it was Gina, and we just never connected on it. There you go. And Pete's in. Here, let me change gears and get away from this topic as fast as I freaking possibly can right now, okay? And give you a couple of things. Remember the movie Hook?
I do remember Hook.
The Robin Williams movie. Did you enjoy that one?
Was it a Robin Williams movie or was it a Dustin Hoffman movie, though?
It was more Robin Williams, I think.
I mean, it's called Hook.
Right, but it's about Peter.
But Dustin Hoffman played Hook. So he's really the title character of the movie.
True, but Robin Williams steals every movie he's in. Well, Dustin Hoffman was really, really good in this one.
You know, who was it? Bob, what was his name? Bob Hoskins, right? Was in that?
Was he?
Or who am I thinking of? Who was the first mate?
Oh, not Bob Hoskins, but I know who you're talking. He played Smee.
Yes, Smee.
Smee? I like Smee. Smee was awesome.
All right, so you, but
I don't remember his name.
My reminiscing about Hook.
Yes.
What and the characters. What do you have on Hook there?
So they it took them 6 months to build the stages, the sets for Neverland. A lot of that was practical. Was Bob Hoskins did play Sneed. There you go. Look at that. You were right.
By the way, did you know Bob Hoskins was the original thought behind being Wolverine?
What?
Before Hugh Jackman, that's who they wanted to get to play Wolverine was Bob Hoskins in the early 90s.
Bob Hoskins, the guy from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Was going to be Wolverine.
Because he was short and stocky and hairy. So they wanted to make him into Wolverine.
I'm short, stocky, and hairy. I'm not going to be Wolverine.
Yeah, well.
Not after Hugh Jackman, anyway.
No.
I can't fill those shoes. Julia Roberts was filmed on oversized sets to appear as tiny as Tinkerbell. Well, that's kind of. She was only 24 when that. I mean, that movie's 25 years ago.
She was only like 21 when she did Pretty Woman.
Yeah, yeah.
She just looked old then, so she never aged.
Right. Richard Gere was, what was he, 63 when he filmed that?
No, he was another one. He was gray a little early, just like you, Frank. I mean, you're in your 30s. You get the gray. It's fine.
I'm in my 30s, yes. That's true. I'm in my mid-30s now.
Oh, there you go. See, Charles backed me up. He said Danny DeVito was in consideration, too. And Frank, you might want to move your mic a little bit.
Where? Up? There?
Somewhere. That's better.
Is that better? Oh.
Yeah.
That's the dog. You know who auditioned for Hook? Probably lots of people, but Leo. Little Leo DiCaprio.
Was he going to be, what was his name? Roxio? Rovio?
Yeah, I believe.
Rovio is the company that makes Angry Birds. That might be wrong.
Rufio.
Rufio.
We were talking the band. About.
Rufio, yes.
Rufio. Yes. Dante Basco played Rufio. Hi, Kat. Dante Basco had to learn to speak backwards for a scene when he stops his sword right in front of Robin Williams' face because they reverse it back. And I was actually watching a little video. They did a 25 years like reunion of all the Lost Boys, and he could still repeat that line backwards the way he did in the movie.
Oh, that's neat.
He said, "Yeah, he says you're dead, jolly man," and then he can speak it backwards. That's kind of neat, right?
Yeah, Charles is going to meet Rufio.
Nice. So 2016 was 25 years ago. So now it's more than that.
What year was 25?
It says in 2016 it was 25 years.
Okay, so it's 30 years ago.
Yes, now it's 30 years ago.
Okay,
cool.
Yay, math.
Yeah, I went to Catholic high school, dude.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. Robin Williams stuck up for a bullied Lost Boy actor on the Hook set. The kid that played Thudbutt, chubby kid. They would like pick on him, and Robin Williams was known to stick up for him.
I mean, when you get cast as Thudbutt,
I mean,
you gotta think it's gonna happen.
This might be the coolest thing that I read about this. So in the end of the movie, when he passes his sword to one of the Lost Boys, remember, nobody but Robin Williams and Steven Spielberg knew who he was giving the sword to. So when he gives it to Thudbutt, that look on his face, that was the one take. It was purely genuine. He had no clue he was getting that sword.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I like hearing little things like that. And Carrie Fisher did some uncredited script doctoring for the movie. She had a cameo in it, her and George Lucas both.
Really?
Yes, they were. There were a couple in London that were given the ability to fly.
Oh, I'll have to look at that. Yeah, Carrie, she did a lot of script work back then. That was her big thing.
Yep, and she did it uncredited, like a lot of it.
Yeah.
Glenn Close.
Postcards from the Edge was based on that aspect of her life. I mean, besides the person trying to kill her, but
right, yeah. Glenn Close was in Hook.
Was she?
Glenn Close played Gutless is the person's name. I will show you real fast.
I feel like Glenn Close was already pretty famous by then.
Yeah, well, you're not going to recognize her in this one. And there she is.
A crocodile?
No. That's Glenn Close.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
You can see it now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, what the F, Cynthia? Michael Jackson was considered to play Peter Pan in Hook. There's a shock back in the 90s. And that's it. That's
that
all I have.
That would have been something.
Yeah.
Not the preferred getting Sandy Duncan back, but you know.
This is a quick little, according to Cinema Blend, this is the best fantasy shows right now to, this ties more into us. We'll see if there's something in here I can watch.
I guarantee there's, if it's right now, I guarantee there's a lot you haven't seen.
Well, it says Game of Thrones is the first thing listed here. Now, these aren't in any like numerical order as this is the number one or two, but Game of Thrones. I could watch Game of Thrones again and have to stop probably at season 7 if I did, or maybe after season 7.
You could.
Yeah, I wouldn't. What about A Discovery of Witches on AMC?
It was really slow in the first season. It's very good. It's okay. Based on a series of books that are fantastic. It's a witch, and you find there's vampires and warlocks and werewolves and all that kind of stuff. And it's a girl who has no idea she's a witch discovering.
Oh, okay. How many seasons is it?
3 just started airing. It airs on Shudder, I think, in AMC.
AMC Plus, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a weird BBC, AMC, Shudder triple thing. But the first season was good. It was just slow.
Right. Like Smallville slow?
No. Like Game of Thrones seasons 1 slow.
Okay. This one, I think you may have mentioned it once or twice, Outlander.
Yeah, I watched the first couple seasons. It gets a little lovey-dovey.
Netflix and Stars. They're up to season 6 coming out next year, it looks like.
Oh, God, there's another season? All right.
Apparently. Okay. His Dark Materials on HBO Max.
That is based on the Golden Compass books.
Okay.
So if you remember the movie Golden Compass? Yeah.
I've heard of it.
So that was the with the polar bear, and it had Daniel Craig and Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
It was the movie. This is the better version, which is based on the books. Another one, super slow. Right. A lot of people that are into it are super into it. You just got to be in the right mindset to start it. But very good. Very well done.
The Witcher. Eventually, I'm going to start that before season 2 comes out.
No, you won't.
I will, because I love Henry Cavill. Yeah. There's many people know my love for Henry Cavill. Many people.
Enough that you watched The Witcher season 1 already.
I saw a lot of Justice League.
Yeah.
Here's a show that I very am loath to mention out loud because it's just opening myself up. It's another Netflix show. Something about magicians.
Oh, The Magicians? Yeah, it's a sci-fi show, not Netflix.
No, it says Netflix, but you can see it on Netflix. Now. Yes.
Yeah, that's where it lives for streaming. Right. Still one of the best shows in the last 10 years.
This one, I'm not so sure it's going to get me hooked in, but it's on Peacock. It's a show called Charmed. It's the original Charmed they're showing here.
No.
No.
I mean, it was fine. What's her name left and Rose McGowan came in.
Right. And then she lost her mind. Shadow and Bone.
That's a Netflix show.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. What else I got here? Once Upon a Time, I watched, well, that's on Disney Plus now. So I watched all the way up to right before Elsa showed up, and then I tapped out.
Yeah, they started really stretching the last few seasons.
I enjoyed it up to that point.
They started trying to bring like Ariel and Elsa and it was a lot.
Yeah. Attack on Titan on Hulu.
I've heard great things. I didn't know that was a series, but
yeah, apparently it's a
that's
series.
That's animated, I believe, isn't it?
Yes. Sweet Tooth on Netflix.
Supposed to be fantastic. It's on my list to watch with the kids. It's still, I believe the Rotten Tomatoes for Sweet Tooth is 98%.
Damn. It's a young boy who is half human, half deer.
Yeah, it's a super cool concept.
It does sound like a cool concept. Oh, that was a nice one. Nice.
It's where you start seeing all these, and it's very topical too. It's produced by Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, nice.
Based on a comic book as well, but it's start to see all these hybrids of like humans and animals, and they're obviously ostracized because that's what people do, and so you get this one kid's journey. It's supposed to be very, very, very good. And, family-friendly and everything.
Oh, nice.
Gravity Falls is pretty good, too.
Gravity Falls.
It's a fun show. There's a good cast for that. Voice cast.
I'm going to bounce over to breeze through some of these premieres that are coming up in the fall, since we got the fall. Remember when we were younger, like the fall TV schedule was like, you waited, everything came out in the fall, and it was like, that was like the time, like for TV shows. And yeah, now they're just all.
It's because we didn't watch TV in the summer.
No, we didn't. Let's see, what do we got? We got Walking Dead season 11, or is that pushed? That coming out in the fall, right?
Comes out in, like in
a couple weeks, right?
Next week.
Okay. Let's see. What If? We got What If coming on Wednesday.
We do have coming on Wednesday.
You have a lot of Marvel people or a lot of Marvel fans are very upset right now because the Captain America Twitter handle was changed to Captain Britain to promote What If, and people who don't pay attention are upset that they took Sam Wilson away and are promoting a British Captain America as opposed to Sam Wilson as Captain America. They don't realize that they're just doing this for marketing purposes. And
yeah,
literally,
they're not all smart.
No, they're not. Riverdale season 5. I have not seen Riverdale seasons 1 through 4 yet.
See, it's good until you realize it's about like 15-year-old kids in the first season, and then it gets creepy.
Right.
Now they're like in their mid-20s, though, because they aged them up at least. Oh, good. But it's very dark. Super dark.
That much I know. Let's see. Stargirl season 2 comes out
Tuesday. Tomorrow. Tonight.
Tomorrow.
What's today? Monday?
Yeah. Today's Monday.
Tomorrow. It airs Superman and Lois is back tomorrow, too.
Yes. Only
a couple episodes left for the season finale.
Yes.
Stargirl looks fun, though. They're introducing some more Justice Society characters. Flash from... John Wesley Shipp's Flash is going to be on this season.
I saw that.
You're getting bad guys are Shade and Eclipso, which are pretty cool characters in the mythology. And then you get a Jade, Green Lantern's daughter, and some other guest people popping up.
John Diggle? John Diggle Lantern?
No, he's on Superman and Lois this week, though.
Oh, boy, I got to catch up.
You might be getting it.
I got to catch up because that's the thing. That's the payoff I'm waiting for from Arrow.
You did, didn't you? Catch up on Superman and Lois?
Did not catch up. I'm catching. I'm gonna back off of Sons, and I'm gonna juggle Superman and the Bad Batch.
He's gonna make an appearance on Supergirl in the fall too.
Yeah. Let's see. We got Star Trek Lower Deck season 2 starting on the 12th.
There you go. There's something you watch.
It is. I have to finish season 1. I'm almost done season 1. We got Titans season 3 August 12th.
Yeah, next Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine season 8. You know, I'll be right on top of that.
Oh, that's August 12th.
I am. Fast and the Furious Spy Races season 5. I did not even know there were 4 other seasons. I think it's a cartoon.
Probably.
Yeah. Let's see. Coroner season 3. The Coroner. So. I haven't watched The Coroner, but I think that's the one with Surinda Swan. She played
Medusa.
She was no.
And Zatanna.
Zatanna is who I'm thinking of. Yes.
Well, you didn't watch The Inhumans, I bet.
Nobody watched The Inhumans. Nobody watched The Inhumans.
That's not true. It was a well done show.
Was it?
No.
See, Walking Dead season 11, Talking Dead season 10, both August 19th. Supergirl summer premiere is August 24th.
Yeah, right after the Superman and Lois finale.
Right. Now, American Horror Story season 10, I thought that got pushed. But it says August 25th? Okay. And we are pretty much done with August. September doesn't really have a lot. What Doom we do Patrol. In the shadows?
Doom Patrol, September 23rd. Just got announced today.
Okay.
Which means they'll finally be able to finish season 2.
Billion season 5.
It was a COVID cut, so they ended on episode 9 instead of episode 10 and never finished the season.
That's Billion season 5 is September 5th. That's a near and dear to my heart show. Lucifer season 6 is Friday, September 10th.
Season 6, part 2.
Part 2. September 12th is the MTV Video Music Awards. That'll be a fun show for us the next day. No. Why the Last Man Standing's 2-hour premiere on FX on September 13th.
Okay.
It's a busy week. The untitled BJ Novak anthology series is he was Ryan Howard on The Office. The morning show, any good?
Fantastic.
Season 2 is September 17th.
It's on Apple TV. Yeah. It's kind of a like Matt Lauer kind of story, kind of
There's a whole lot more stuff, and it goes into October and November, and we could into December, and we could do another hour on that, and that's just not going to be fun for anyone. Ryan Reynolds, I mentioned this before we were in the green room. Ryan Reynolds once pitched a Disney Deadpool crossover short film. You're going to love this. Ryan quoted as saying, "I wanted to do a short film of Deadpool interrogating the hunter who killed Bambi's mom. But the whole gist of it is that Deadpool is actually just a huge fan. He's not interrogating. He just wants to know how he could be the most loathed Disney character in the history of Disney." And of course, Disney was like, "Well, I don't think that's ever going to happen."
That would be amazing. Right? And I feel like a fan's going to make that movie now that he's announced it.
Would you watch it? I would watch the shit out of that.
Shocked it's not already on YouTube.
I would watch the living hell out of it. We mentioned Melissa Benoist says goodbye to Supergirl. Season 6 wrapped filming. It's just not going to air until later on. Yeah. Now we're going to just jump into the spoiler part of the show, right?
Well, before that, hey...
Did I miss something?
No.
Oh, good.
But before we give spoilers, there was a movie that came out, right?
Well, last week? Yes, sir.
So we don't need to do spoilers as yet.
No! Well, wait. Which movie was last week?
Suicide Squad.
That's the one I'm talking about!
Yeah, you don't have to spoil it.
I'm going
to
spoil it right away. No, I'm going to, obviously. I stayed home and watched it. I didn't venture out to the theater this time.
Yeah.
What did you think of Suicide Squad?
I watched it with my 12-year-old.
Okay.
He loved King Shark. It was his favorite part of the movie.
King Shark was great.
I thought overall it was the best DC movie I'd seen. And it's right there with Wonder Woman, the first one for me.
Okay.
But I think it might edge it out a little bit because I think it was a better ensemble piece. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it was shot in the color palette that was not DC. It's always a pet peeve of mine.
See, the way I described this movie was it was lighthearted and funny, but at the same time, it was dark and gruesome without the hopelessness that the other DC films had in them. Like Justice League was dark, Batman versus Superman, there were dark, hopeless movies. Like there was no light at the end of the tunnel.
I'd say as bad as these people are, I wanted to root for them more than I ever have a Zack Snyder character.
I understand. I understand your dislike for it. I still liked it, but I mean, I like Justice League, but this was above Justice League. I agree. This is the best DC movie they put out. There was more humor in it than I expected. And it actually made less money on opening day than Birds of Prey did.
Yeah, I think this would have been... there's a couple things. Did Birds of Prey end up coming out R or PG-13?
I don't remember.
But I do. I think that's
100%. Birds of Prey are.
Okay, I mean that was also February before the pandemic. So
right.
And it was not simultaneously released on HBO Max, which everybody has.
Right, and it was so it made $26.5 million in its first weekend, but at the same time it showed on 2.8 million households for HBO. So,
right,
you know, I actually it just the other day fell below Wonder Woman by 1% on Rotten Tomatoes. It was the highest ranking DC movie of all time through the whole weekend.
Right. And it's you know what I think I saw the even higher than that on HBO Max this weekend was the first Suicide Squad.
Oh, really?
Because everybody went back to watch to see how bad it was.
Right, right. And you're right. And Charles was right. It's a James Gunn movie, and James Gunn really knows what the hell he's doing. He's apparently going to go back to DC after he does Guardians and do DC villain movies is what he wants to do.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I like that.
But I think we can get into spoilers now that we can non-spoilery.
Now, as you see at the bottom of the screen there, if you're watching live, there's spoilery stuff. And then I can do this, right? Wait. Oh, I had something for this. Look at that. Look at that.
Oh.
I made sure to get King Shark in it.
They were all never on screen at the same time.
Yeah, so that was the first thing that really threw me. So at this point, if you haven't seen Suicide Squad, go, come back, listen to the podcast again at this point, and listen to this. You know, get it on Apple, get it on Spotify, get it on, come back, watch the YouTube video, but we're going to spoil the shit out of it. The opening half hour of the movie, totally didn't expect any of that.
Yeah, I knew there was going to be two missions because of how big the cast was and what the previews looked like, right?
Right.
Because in the previews and trailers, I think we got just a walk from all these characters. And they were smart because you were like, oh, well, I saw Harley Quinn and other stuff, and she's in this clip. And oh, I saw Rick Flagg later, and he was in this opening clip.
Right.
So that was well played.
Yes.
On that part.
If you noticed, though, that Harley Quinn was on the B squad in that.
Yeah. So it was Rick Flagg, though.
Right, which that I didn't understand that either. But
I don't know if that was to buy, you know, get credibility to them believing that it was the regular squad. I don't know. It was weird. You know, other than they were the three from the original movie who weren't just recruited. You know, and the fact that it kind of set up through this, right, that Flag and Harley Quinn and Boomerang had been working together for the last 5 years.
Right. Right.
You know, at least off and on, because it sounds like Harley got out for a while.
Yeah, well, so from what I've been reading,
Birds of Prey, right?
Right. From what I've been reading, Birds of Prey is canon, mm-hmm. but James Gunn didn't look at Birds of Prey before writing this movie.
Well, that's because it sucked.
Well, yeah, that too. What did you think of Savant?
I was fine. I don't know the character.
Me either.
He's a fairly new character in DC, and I didn't read whatever run he's in just yet. But I mean, it fit with characters in the original run of Suicide Squad. Like that, there would be those guys that were like, "Nope, I can't do it. I'm bailing. See ya." And then they get blown up.
Yeah.
Like one of the characters who we didn't have in either one of them who uses like ropes. I forget what his name was. And they sling something, and they blew off his arm early on in the comics because they didn't used to always they used to embed them in their arms. They didn't used to embed them in their neck,
gotcha.
So it wouldn't kill them. It would just maim them.
Right. So the guy that created the Suicide Squad, John Ostrander,
yeah,
had a cameo in the film.
He did. He was the doctor that injected Savant with this thing.
Yep.
Yep. Ostrander's run on Suicide Squad is phenomenal.
Yeah, that's the first one, right?
Back in the late 80s, coming out of Legends, the Legends miniseries, when they did a brand new Justice League and brand new and introduced the Suicide Squad for the first time. And that had, you know, that was Enchantress and Rick Flagg and Bronze Tiger.
Right.
And, Blockbuster was on that. And even in the first mission, I think they killed off Blockbuster. To show you, like, hey, we're willing to kill off villains in these stories. And then they just kept doing it. And they did really cool covert ops in Khandaq, which was like their version of Iraq at the time, because we were in the Persian War, Persian Gulf
War. Right.
So there was a lot of stories back then against the bad Middle East superpowered squads and stuff. And their first issue, they went to Jotunheim.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I'm really glad to see that they brought the Arrowverse into this using Corto Maltese, because that's where Thea got trained to be an archer.
It is. It is. I don't know if this particular one would have trained her for anything.
No. And I know that this is not at all because of the Arrowverse. This goes way far back in DC Comics. I mean, it goes back to Batman in 89. Vicky Vale. Oh,
that's been in the comics forever.
Yeah.
I was super excited that Pete Davidson did not
play in this movie. As soon as I saw his head blow off, I almost texted you, but I hadn't remembered if you had seen it yet at that point or not. And I was like, oh, Jack's so happy.
It's probably because you were watching it late night and I had already watched it.
Yeah, I did. I watched it later Friday. The kryptonite bullet thing is comic accurate, right?
100%. It was during John Byrne's run on Action Comics. And Bloodsport looked very different back then. He just had a red bandana wrapped around his face and like black tank top and camo pants.
Nice.
He was not this crazy alien looking mask thing. They did base his mask off the Xenomorph.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed that.
Not that high tech.
Right. Oh yeah, the tech he used in the movie was I actually loved the tech he used in the movie. It was cool as hell. There were a lot of background criminals that he filtered in. Crazy Quilt was a background criminal in Belle Reve. She's a low level Batman bad guy, right?
Yeah, changed the power set some because I think in the comics it's just the costume, not the powers. And put his brother in as a double cameo.
I was going to say, yeah, he has Calendar Man as his brother, and he was Weasel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Double Down.
I don't remember seeing Double Down, but that's a character where he had a deck of cards that got melded with his body.
Yeah,
peels off his skin and can throw them at people like razor sharp cards.
This is showing a guy with dark hair. Here, I'll show you how they show him. They're saying that this is Double Down. He was standing next to Calendar Man.
Right. Yeah. He was. I forget what he was. I want to say he was a Flash villain for like a hot minute.
Okay.
Kid Flash, yeah, maybe.
King Shark, I loved. Like, I loved King Shark.
That was super well done. So, and the guy that played King Stark, Steve Agee, he also played John Economos in the Office. He was the big dude.
Okay. Okay.
Amanda Waller was the guy that did all the body work for King Shark.
Oh, okay.
Because the support squad there in Bell Rev is all the same as in the comic books back in the day. All the support squad that was set up for the comic books.
Gotcha.
And then it looks like he's going to carry on into the Peacemaker show too, based on the.
Belle Reve, isn't that where? That's where Lex Luthor did experiments on Clark Kent for memory stuff in Smallville.
No, it's where he sent Chloe.
That's where he sent Chloe, right?
Yeah, get us.
Harley Quinn, her tattoo or her back changed. On her back there's a Joker thing, or Jester, and it used to say "Property of Joker," now it says "Property of No One."
Right.
That was kind of neat. What else did I see? There was a Guardians of the Galaxy cameo. Brief.
The
chick that played Mantis.
Yeah, Pom Klintoff.
Yes.
I spotted her, and I was like, it makes sense she'd be in this based on James Gunn running it. But yeah, she was a dancer in the club when they're there.
Yep.
As well as... Larry Troma was one of the dancers on the dance floor there.
Who,
if you know who Larry Troma is.
I don't.
So, Toxic Avenger, Troma film in Jersey.
Oh, okay.
All the low budget horror stuff. That's where James Gunn got his start.
Gotcha.
Was working for Troma. So that's why he's so good at like low budget gore and,
right,
and horror schlocky stuff, because that's where he cut his teeth in the entertainment industry. So he works Larry Troma into his movies whenever he can.
Oh, I just came down to that now. Yeah. So the post-credit scene, there's a post-credit scene in Suicide Squad. In the movie, Bloodsport kills Peacemaker.
Oh, he shoots Peacemaker in the neck.
Shoots Peacemaker. And everybody thinks he's dead.
Because he has smaller bullets.
He has smaller bullets. I was wondering how they were going to play around with that, considering the TV show is coming out.
Right, and again, like, I wish they hadn't announced the TV show.
Right, right, because that would have been cool. So the TV show is supposedly going to be set in the past and the present and is going to be the most violent, action-packed superhero TV show ever, according to James Gunn. Yes.
Which is fun. I mean, that show would be great.
Cool with it. Yeah, I'm cool with it.
John Cena was fantastic. Is that
correct? John Cena was great in it. The little tidy whitey scene was hilarious.
My God, all of them. I mean, he's wearing a belly shirt and like short shorts the whole movie. It's great.
Yeah, he was better than I thought he would be.
Have you seen any of the other movies he's done, like Cock Blockers or any of those?
Trainwreck? No, I refuse to watch Trainwreck.
No, I mean, he was fine in Trainwreck, but like he was great in Cock Blockers.
I mean, I enjoy him on wrestling because he's funny on wrestling, and I never watched him. Yeah, you don't see him on wrestling. But no, I was really, really happy with it. Did you also notice that at the end of Suicide Squad, David Ayer got a thank you from James Gunn?
I saw that, though, that he thanked him in the credits. I didn't watch the credits that close. I was just like, let's get to the post-credits.
That's what I did. Thank God for HBO Max so I don't have to sit through the whole thing. The camp, see, what does Mike say here? The camp scene was my favorite with Bloodsport and Peacemaker. Oh, my God, it was hilarious.
And then at the end, they're like, these are our refugee troops that are fighting to overthrow the government. And it's like, oh.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Why are they so quiet? Oh, sleeping? I don't know.
Then there was also this really cute article that was basically like, where was the Justice League during all this? They do in every other ever movie.
Moping around somewhere based on Zack Snyder's. They were probably all upset.
It was daytime over here in Quarto Maltese, nighttime. Right, it's always nighttime.
No, they're probably trying to convince the Flash that his mom's name was also Martha.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you think of this version of Rick? What did you think of the versions of these characters that were in the original and the new take on them?
For what I've read, again, Captain Boomerang is supposed to be that energetic, right? In the comics?
Yeah, he's a dick. Yeah, right. He's fantastic, but he's like super over the top. But he's also been with the Suicide Squad like since it started.
Right. I enjoyed the differences in the two movies. I'm curious to see what the original Ayer cut would be. I don't really want to go out of my way to look for it. If it pops up, cool. I'm curious to see how all the changes that were made.
I think after this, it would still be a disappointment.
Probably.
What did you think of Joel Kinnaman, though, as Rick Flagg?
I thought he was great in this one. I thought he was looser. Like, it was, again, it was, this movie had more fun to it. It wasn't the serious, everyone's going to die overtones of, as much as I like the Snyderverse, that's what the Snyderverse has. The Snyderverse is doom and gloom, constant doom and gloom.
Right.
This had doom and gloom, but it wasn't a hopeless doom and gloom. There was positive, fun stuff in it.
Yeah, or even the parts of the Snyderverse typically that tried to be funny. It's like, oh, I don't know if I should laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And again, I get it. And I enjoy it. I enjoy the Snyder stuff, but this was infinitely better. Like, on every level, it was better.
Yeah, I'm really hoping they find a way to bring Kinnaman back, because Rick Flagg, if they do another Suicide Squad movie, because Suicide Squad is such Rick Flagg was the leader of that group forever.
Right.
Like, that was, he was the one non-criminal who was there to keep them all in line. I think they did a lot to develop his character this stretch, where that he could play that going forward as they continue to bring in, you know, villains and things like that. And I'll be honest, this is going to surprise you. Mm-hmm. I actually like Margot Robbie is Harley Quinn in this movie. And I am not a fan of live action Harley Quinn. I've said multiple times, but I think this take was so much better than it was in Suicide Squad or Birds of Prey.
I liked it and I didn't. I'm kind of over her.
Well, I don't think she was as over the top in this one.
She right? wasn't.
She played as part of the ensemble, which I was reading something with listening to somebody talk about that with Harley Quinn, where Harley Quinn as a character isn't in a movie, isn't set up to be the star like they tried to make her. Like, she's not that dimensional of a character and effective. Right. And this was just Harley Quinn's just a bad bitch who is going to go do her thing, but she's crazy.
Right.
And that's what they played this time. They didn't try and do all this other stuff to her. Let's develop this backstory and let's do this and let's make her this and let's try and make her an anti-hero. It was like, no, she's just crazy and let's let her play crazy. It did not have to make it be all about her.
Right.
I think much stronger performance based on that.
Yeah. I think without the focus being on her, it was, I think the focus was more on Idris and John Cena more than on her.
Yeah. Even the girl who played Ratcatcher 2 was phenomenal. Oh,
she was great. She was sensational. The whole cast was great. I mean, I can't say even killing all the people, Nathan Fillion died in the first 10 minutes of the movie. Fine. I'm okay with it. It was hilarious. His death was hilarious. Like,
yeah, I didn't expect you mean his arms slowly.
His arms slowly dying. Yeah. And then him just wiggling around on the ground while his arms were getting shot off.
Yeah. And Peter Capaldi was in the movie a lot longer than I expected.
Yeah. Yeah. The villain was campy and over the top, and I think that was the point of it. I think it was supposed to be campy and over the top. And I loved it. I did. I really enjoyed it. This would be like, I'm honestly, again, as much as I love Justice League, I'm not going to sit and watch that again for 4 hours. I would definitely watch this again. My kids haven't seen it. I would sit down with them one night and watch it.
Yeah. I thought David Del Smalshane was fantastic.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Original version, I don't know if you saw this. So James Gunn in the original version, David Del Smalshane did not die. Polka Dot Man makes it.
Oh, really?
But Ratcatcher 2 does not.
Oh, so he kind of just flip-flopped them.
Well, he was like, I can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she ended up being such a great character, I think. And he's like, as we went, he's like, the execs were like, you can't kill her.
Right.
He's like, yeah, you're right. It's a great relationship.
He had carte blanche, basically, to use and kill whoever he wanted, for the most part, he said.
Yeah, I mean, that character, I don't think that character is made. Did you remember that was where Taika was going to show up?
I didn't remember who he was going to show up as, and I kept looking for him, and then there he was.
Did you recognize him the first
stretch? Yes. Yes. Yeah, right away. As a side note, I read something that Ben Affleck will be on set for the Flash movie in September in the Batsuit. So I'm excited. That means they're going to be filming another month.
Oh, at least.
Well, you got to fit all them cameos in. Ezra Miller's part in the movie's already done, I bet, because they got all the cameos left to do.
We can only hope that Ezra Miller's part in the movie is already done. Though the latest rumors for that movie make it sound even worse than it was. It's going to be a whole lot more Ezra Miller than you thought.
Oh, goody. Just give me my Spider-Man trailer one of these days. Someday.
No trailer please. For you.
Apparently.
So overall, I think Suicide Squad was fantastic. I highly recommend it. If you're still listening at this point, odds are you've already seen it, but go watch it again.
Yeah, go watch it. It was very much worth it. And then,
As movie theaters clear out, go watch it at the movies.
And then come back and listen to us talk about it again and see what we missed.
Get a good seat.
Yeah.
You can watch Javelin. That was like the worst foreshadowing ever.
What?
I was like, she's going to run the Javelin. She's going to need at the end of the movie to kill the thing with the big eye that looks like
a target. The big eye. Yep. Yep.
I was like, I saw that 20 minutes in the movie. I was like, that's where we're going.
Yep. Yeah, I kind of saw that too. And I'm okay with that. That little foreshadowing, I'm okay with. It was a fun movie.
Yeah, it didn't faze me because I'm fine with it. Everything was It was all really well written. And I mean, James Gunn is a fantastic movie director and movie writer. And let's just let him keep working.
Yeah. Now he's got Guardians coming up, and then he's going to go back to DC, and he's got Guardians and Peacemaker.
Peacemaker will be up before Guardians.
Yes. Yes.
Guardians isn't going to be until 2023.
Yep.
Because the holiday special is going to come out before, and that's not coming out till next Christmas.
Right, and it's going to lead right into it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's it, man.
Okay. Yeah. So, hey, as always, thanks for finding the Geek Spot with us. Tell a friend. Bring your friends next time. We'd love for you guys to all join in the chat. You can find the podcast version everywhere, Google, Apple, Spotify, wherever you want to find your podcast. Drop us a 5-star rating if you're on iTunes, and subscribe there, subscribe on YouTube, subscribe everywhere that there's a subscribe button. We appreciate that every single week. And you can also find me at jackkidmusic.com. Be local this week to the Philly area next 2 weeks. Be at Wilson's in Feasterville this Friday, and I'll be at Nick's Roast Beef at Cottman Avenue next Friday. Nice. So stop by and check that out. And Frank, anything else for you?
Nah, man. Nah. I got nothing.
All right. So again, thanks for finding the Geek Spot. Drop us a line, drop us a comment, and let us know what you thought of the movie. Let us know what you think of the show, and we will talk to you all next week.
Good night.